I was just trying to remember why I would have done something like that. And do you know, I have no idea. And now this has happened and I still don't know. I guess I thought it would be funny. Funny.
Radio Readers Theater, brought to you by the Thief River Falls Area Community Theater. Libby Pierce drinks.
Teach her a lesson, for once. Show her what it was like to be on the other end of those pinched-up giggles and half-turned faces. Let the whole school look at a couple of goofy pictures and crack that prissy mirror forever.
Our show carries several socially relevant themes. Misuse of alcohol by underage drinkers, peer pressure, and bullying.
The difference is police, Lindsay. The difference is a record and court and jail.
Libby Pierce drinks, written by Tim Moogford, brought to you by the Thief River Falls Community Theater.
We're here with the cast of Libby Pierce Drinks, which you've just heard. And first of all, just go around and give your name and which character you played.
My name is Allison Caro, and I played Lindsay.
Emma Anderson, and I played Jen.
I'm Ellie Brixton, and I played Aaron.
I'm Elise Kalsness, and I played Julie.
Now, is this the first time that you've done something serious like this, drama-wise?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think
for
so.
For plays, yeah.
Yeah.
Because you've all been in the Thief River Falls Community Theater.
Yes.
Doing kind of fun, upbeat stuff for the most part, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Sound of Music was a little, I mean, there
a little
was
more intense, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
In that, but.
So when you first all read this, and maybe I'll start with Elise, because Elise plays Julie, who is kind of the ringleader, right? I mean,
yeah.
You sort of set a trap for Libby, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So when you first read that, is that something that you could not necessarily identify with
right.
yourself, but just know of that type of character who might do something like that?
She comes across as such a mean and terrible person who did do terrible things, but on the inside, she's hurting herself. So she's definitely an interesting character to portray.
Let's go to the other side then. Lindsay, played by Allison Caro. Lindsay was sort of the voice of conscience and feels responsible and feels terrible for all of this and kind of pushes the idea of doing the right thing and telling the truth.
Yep.
So what did you bring to that role? Like, what kind of background did you bring to that?
Oh man, I have a lot of background. I was actually raised in a Christ-centered home, you know, so a lot of what I was taught as a kid was, it was very, you know, like, just doing what's right. So it was very easy for me to be Lindsay, I guess, because, you know, if I were in that situation, I'd be saying the same thing, you know, like, this isn't right, what we're doing isn't right, and what we did isn't right, and trying to justify it is just awful. So I mean, it was a really easy character to play because I could relate a lot to just who she was.
And Emma, we'll go to you and we'll talk a little bit about bullying and peer pressure. These are important parts of this play. I have always heard that maybe with each passing generation, students, young people get a little nicer to each other. Do you think that that's true?
I don't personally think so. You got to find like the right friends and just kind of trusting them. And I think like with each generation we get a little bit meaner because we have social media. We can hide behind a screen so we don't have to go up to someone and be mean to them. We can do it on social media.
Because in this play they're trying to put Libby in an awkward situation because they see her as being sort of snooty, right?
Yeah.
And so they want to bring her down a peg by taking pictures of her after they get her drunk, right?
Yeah.
So social media factors into this too, even though it doesn't explicitly say that. I always just think that there's a lot more awareness and understanding of like bullying in schools and peer pressure and things like that than what there was a couple of decades back. But you're saying that with social media, we're actually taking it up a notch.
I think so, yes.
We definitely are taught more about bullying because, you know, there was this whole, it was almost like a movement to get rid of bullying in schools. Even though we're aware of it and we're taught not to bully, it still happens. Obviously, we know more about it and we know that it shouldn't happen, but there are still some people out there who they don't have that conscience of, like, I shouldn't be doing this, because, you know, they're dealing with stuff, and they want other people to deal with stuff. I don't know exactly how to word that.
Bullying has become less of, like, a physical thing, or, like, straight to someone's face because of social media. We've almost gotten around the traditional sense of bullying and started this new era of bullying that's strictly online.
And it almost cuts deeper, you know? Like, I mean, at least for us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know I've experienced it, because to the other person who is doing the bullying or calling the names, like, we have Snapchat, it goes away.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to worry about it anymore, because it's gone. You know, whereas before, you'd say it to their face.
Mm-hmm. Young people are bullied. They're taking incoming fire, but they might not even know where it's coming from. So it can be sort of disorienting that way.
In some ways, yeah. I mean, we obviously have a lot of anonymous
mm-hmm.
things on websites.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So someone makes a comment, you won't know who it is.
Yeah,
it kind of gets you almost like paranoid walking through the halls at school, because mm-hmm. you're like, oh my goodness, what does this person think of me? What does this person think mm-hmm. of me? Because there's this person that I don't even know who it is, and they're saying these things about me.
At school, you really don't see a lot. You don't see the bullying. And I think that that's what almost makes it worse, is that people can't see that bullying is taking place, so they can't help. And the only way that someone who's being bullied is going to get help is if they ask for it. And that's really hard for people. So they keep looking online and seeing what people are saying about them, and it just keeps beating them down, and they don't know how to ask for that help.
You can't just go up to someone that, you know, anonymously and say, you know, hey, knock that off, because mm-hmm. you can't see them do that.
Mm-hmm.
And you have no idea who they are.
Yeah, it'd be different if you saw, like, someone push someone up to a locker, but you don't know who it's doing, who mm-hmm. is saying it.
And, I mean, they always tell us, it's even on my shirt, be an upstander, don't be a bystander, be an upstander. We're always told to, you know, like, if we see something, do something about it.
Yeah.
But we can't.
Because we don't see it.
Yeah, we don't see it. And if we see it online, we can show them, right? But if it's anonymous, they have no idea who it is.
Or we just scroll through it because it doesn't affect us personally.
That is true. Yep. Which is kind of sad. It's just...
It's this culture that's developed over the years as technology has gotten more and more in the forefront of our daily lives.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with the cast of tonight's Radio Readers Theater. We just heard the play Libby Pierce Drinks. And the cast is 3 seniors and 1 freshman. Elise Kalsness, Allison Carroll, Emma Anderson, and Eleanor Brixen.
And Eleanor, you're the youngest of the group, right? The rest of the other 3 are seniors, but you're a freshman, right? Yeah. So do you have a different perspective on this? Or maybe you could think back to middle school and...
Oh, yes.
Yeah? Okay, tell me about it.
Like, in bullying terms?
Okay.
So if someone was ever being, like, really mean to me, I guess it would mostly be, like, on Snapchat or Instagram. You could just, like, swipe and hit block, and you wouldn't really have to worry about it more. But then after that, they, like, talk about you behind your back, and then you hear about that from other people. So I feel like around, at least, like, for my grade, it's feel like it's more face-to-face, because it's less like someone texting you and saying mean things, or someone anonymously saying it or to your face. It's someone telling someone else who tells you, and it's kind of not fun hearing about it. No. Like, it makes you a lot more self-conscious.
In the years before social media, a student could go home at the end of the day and kind of be done with that. And maybe they would worry about going back to school the next day. But with this, it's 24/7.
Yeah. There's no safe place, because it follows you around everywhere you go.
I'm on my phone all the time. So, like, I could get a notification on Instagram and I could see someone saying something to me. Not a fun time.
Because it's not like, okay, you know, someone's mean to you on the bus. Well, then you can get, like, a ride from...
Right.
A parent or a friend, or, you know, asked to switch buses,
mm-hmm.
so you don't have that situation. But with social media, you can't do that.
The cast of Libby Pierce Drinks is in the studio after recording tonight's play. And the play deals with a high school student who is coerced into drinking. She then causes a tragic accident. And you all have some thoughts on the topic of alcohol use among underage drinkers.
This is a perfect example of unexpected consequences
due to drinking.
And I love how this play takes it from the perspective of the people who did it to her. Like, it's not, she's not even, Libby isn't in the play at all. And she's the one who's in trouble, and she's the one who all this bad stuff has happened to. But it's from the perspective of the people who made her drink. And then that goes to peer pressure part of it, too. I just thought it was so interesting that they took it from that perspective. You don't really hear about how it affects the people around. Like, you don't see how it affects the people who didn't get in trouble, who didn't have something happen to them. Mm-hmm. And when that really does have an effect, maybe not as intense as going to jail or whatever, but it has a real internal effect on people.
And then I guess, like, getting back to your question, like, with the DARE program, like, how that goes, I guess it really just, like, shows the consequences of, like, what it does to your body, but, like, mm-hmm. not the people around you, what could happen with this. It just kind of shows, like, consequences towards you, but not to people around you.
Yeah.
And, like, they told us, oh, you might get, like, asked to do alcohol or, like, smoke cigarettes or something. And then I always thought, oh, that's never going to happen to me. This is dumb. I don't need to, like, think about this.
Yeah, and I think they teach it, like, a little bit younger, like, fifth grade, because you think, oh, like, that's not going to happen to me. But then you get to middle school, and you're like, oh, this is real. Like, maybe I should have paid a little bit more attention. When
right.
And, like, the consequence of Libby hitting the other car, mm-hmm. you know, her losing her life, the other woman, you know, it. That's a huge consequence because mm-hmm. you have to live with that for the rest of your life.
Emma Anderson, Allison Carroll, Elise Kalsnes, and Eleanor Brixen, the cast of tonight's Radio Readers Theater entitled Libby Pierce Drinks. It was written by Tim Moogford. Thanks for being with us, and thanks for sharing your thoughts.
For more information on the Thief River Falls Area Community Theater, check us out online at www.trfact.org or join us on Facebook. From your host, Robert Burkell, I wish you good evening and thank you for joining us.